realms of Senith.
Let's start with Kit eating some wood here. Mord became a termite.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I think Olivia was a goldfish and was being terrorized by the cat you guys stole some furniture from. Erevan, what were you?
A fox.
Fox.
Right. Yes, you were the fox.
That's why that guy is like dancing around in this. That I got to delete that. Can't handle this dude dancing anymore.
I was trying to find a way to delete it and couldn't figure out how to.
There you go. It's gone now.
What are you talking about? What guy dancing where?
In the Dyson Info channel, I put a gif of a... It's like a dude with a fox on his belly. A big old dude dancing around. He's been dancing there since last session.
Well, can you put it back? I didn't see it.
No, I mean, I've looked at it way too much.
I'll send it to you real quick.
Oh, thank you. I'll put it back then.
Can be ingrained in your brain, too.
The link might be a bit weird. It's not embedding.
Oh, God. Reason. Yeah, I will not put it back. I'm with you.
I thought you'd say that.
Been there for like a month now.
How did you not see it?
I think I've seen so much stuff on the internet that I just like block things out at this point.
Desensitized. All right.
So like that didn't even register to me anyway. Okay, so Diamond, she encountered Elvinia directly in front of the tree, her tree. And they were engaged in some kind of battle. There was tar coming out of her. They were frozen in time. And I think Diamond intervened. Then you guys got teleported, or at least appeared in a different place with the tree nearby and a garden.
Seems to be the past.
Yes, it seems to be the past because the tree does not remember Diamond.
Diamond doesn't get this and she's just freaking out because my best friend doesn't remember me and she's just mental breakdown. And then she starts shrinking and shrinking and she turns into a little spider.
Well, I can appreciate it. I mean, I lived a whole lifetime as a termite. I start thinking termite thoughts, trying to go back.
There's a large building beyond the courtyard that you're in, resting in a twilight, dreamlike state of disrepair. Two towers rise from the roof and into low clouds. One of the towers is teetering in the still air around you, held aloft, cradled by coiled beanstalks. There are monstrous vines that are clinging to the walls of this building, and they seem to reach into the rock face of the building itself. You guys can still hear a small crowd giving cheers in the distance. Between the trees, our shadowed figures seem to be walking toward the commotion. Yeah, you guys are just like suddenly here. Like you lived your lives as your creatures. Show up and see Elvinia spewing tar and fighting a tree, and now this is where you are. And Diamond's a spider now.
So she's still doing that stuff? She's still spitting the tar and fighting a tree?
No, she seems to have disappeared as your presence has gone elsewhere, presumably back in time. Kitty, get off me.
Where are we? And why do I feel like cedar tastes good?
Diamond might be sad if you eat this particular tree.
Diamond's gonna like climb up on Mord's shoulder as a spider and just like glare at him.
Eight times?
Yes.
How many eyes does a spider have?
I don't know. Eight sounds great.
So where are we? Anybody know?
Okay, you're asking everybody else. Okay. Because I know where you're at, but
I don't think Diamond really understands what's going on.
Sort of occurs to us that we're back in time.
You especially would be able to tell that the tree is younger now. There were older trees that were in the area that now look like, I don't know, like they're just starting to grow and they're the same type of tree.
This tree looks way younger than what it was. Am I wrong?
I believe you're right.
A bear catches your guys' eyes just walking across one of the pathways, also going to the commotion.
Follow that bear.
Yes, what is happening over there?
I'm on Mord's shoulder, so...
Your mount starts walking with you on it, and I'm assuming everyone else follows. You are catching up to it.
Is it singing?
No, it's not singing. Hmm. This big brown bear is walking next to you now, and as it's walking, it turns to you and says, "Hi, I'm Bodger."
Hello, Bodger.
You here for the fair as well?
Is that what's happening?
It says, "Oh, you're new visitors. Raby hasn't introduced you or hasn't welcomed you? Where's she at?"
Good question.
Oh, right. Okay, so Raby was that fairy.
Yep.
Oh, Okay.
He seems to be walking towards a water source. You guys can hear like a small stream ahead. So yeah, this is a Rootroot Fair. Yeah, I don't do this very often. I do work here. I'm part of the staff. I'm security. Kind of doing my patrol right now, making sure everything's okay. Feel bad though. Somebody should have welcomed you here. And then he stops at a stream and sticks his snout into the water and pulls out a fish and starts to eat it.
I look over.
The scary thoughts.
What?
Let's look away.
She's a goldfish.
It is definitely bowing down a fish real quick. I'm just looking at you guys, waiting for you to talk to it.
The fish?
The bear. No, the fish is a goner.
So, just tell us the bare necessities of what we need to know.
What are you? Are you hungry? And he looks back at the stream. He's like, I can get you something here, but there's stands this way. By the way, Olivia, go ahead and mark down inspiration or write it down or something. That was pretty good.
Yeah, stands. Yeah, do that. Erevan loves street food.
I'll follow you, Erevan.
Sounds good.
The shadowy figures fade as you get closer to them, the ones that are walking on a pathway. And then as you come into a small clearing, you see several tents that are set up. Surrounding these tents are a lot of creatures that are very otherworldly. You do see a couple gnomes here and there. There's a couple sitting on a bench just talking. They have, one of them has like cotton candy. But it's a really strange looking thing that he's just kind of eating from. People walking around, juggling, that appear to be humanoid. There's a couple of humans that you would guess to be. You see some dryads that are just watching from the side. A couple of fairies just flying around, dancing in the air near another tent. And you see, it's very strange. You're also seeing animals just hanging out and talking to people, which I suppose Diamond would be okay with.
Diamond. Totally cool with that.
This brown bear leads you to one of the tents, and working at it is an orc who's wearing a chef's hat. And when you guys come up to it, it has like big incisors that are hanging out the sides of its mouth, which you aren't.
What do spiders eat? Do you have flies?
Wait, what?
Do you have flies?
What? No.
I point to the spider.
No flies here.
There's all kinds of animals here. You telling me you just leaving out the spiders?
A little fly lands on your ear and says, fuck you.
I built a web in his ear.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
This is why I don't hang out with the fae. It's weird real quick.
Yeah, so there's a little fly in your ear going, oh no.
Well, Diamond has her meal.
What do Erevans eat?
Normal food, human food, basically.
Do you have human food?
Yeah, he nods and he's like, I have plenty of humans.
Oh man, do you like thighs? I don't.
He kind of blinks a couple seconds. He's like, oh, you mean like for humans to eat? Yes, I have that too. Roast beef. He slaps a big piece of meat on the table, just right on the counter. Compliments of the court.
Oh, you're saying it's free?
I said it's compliments of the court.
We give compliments for the food.
The beef smells amazing and is very juicy.
That'll do. Here you go. And he like pushes it closer to you guys.
Erevan?
Erevan starts eating.
Okay. So do you need anything more, or are we going to just stare at each other awkwardly?
I was thinking awkwardly, but
I'm fine with that.
We can also stare at each other unawkwardly if you would prefer that.
How about some bacon?
He goes to the back of this stall here and comes back out. He has a whole handful of bacon. He's like, how much of this do you want?
Alita looks around. Should we take it all?
Diamond nods.
Yes, that looks most crispy and delicious.
Compliments of the court accepted. And he hands him over. Bacon doesn't go on the counter.
So now that our street food is satisfied. Sorry, it's really distracting to have a fly buzzing in my ear. Like screaming obscenities. I don't know what that last one meant, but like
at the moment it's trying to like dictate a will to you.
To my second larva. I leave.
And then it shuts up as my webs wrap around its head.
Ooh. Well,
oh, it's going down.
Now we got street food. What's next, Bodger?
I should probably take you to somebody who, or you know, that can welcome you properly. And
I think this has been a pretty solid welcome so far. I think you're selling yourself short.
He's like, oh, I'm just a bear.
Yeah.
I mean, this is still very new to me. I was awoken, I don't know, a year ago maybe. So I'm still learning everything. Wait, what?
It's that fly. I'm telling you, still in my ear.
Badger man, like, why don't you just give us a welcome? Like, I don't want to just, like, meet a bunch of people. I don't know what's really going on. You know, I feel like we've got a rapport going here. I know you're security, but I think you're really missing your calling as, you know, the welcoming party, man. I bet you are a party animal. No offense.
Okay, well, I think the current activities going on right now are, I think there's trials going on this way. That's probably the most fun. I think the Hall of Illusions is going to be open probably in another year.
Years?
Huh?
This party lasts years?
Oh, this party hasn't stopped as far as I know. It's been going on ever since I got here.
And you said that was a year and a half ago?
Well, thereabouts. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out time, which is really weird because I don't think it works right here. Like, look over there. Following his gaze, you'll see that there's a couple creatures that are standing near another tent that aren't moving at all. And you can see, as you look for a little while, that there's like, looks like one of them might have been dropping a cup, just stuck in the air.
So time's all fucking neat. Do I have any idea what's going on?
You've likely crossed some boundary in the Feywild itself. Time is very strange here. Creatures, et cetera, are very strange. It's like where fairy tales actually exist and are real. I should also add that the twilight that I was describing it's like a darkness that you guys can see here at this court. But even with very little light, everything is still very bright here. I know, Mord, you've described previously that detect magic would like illuminate things that are magical.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you look around, that's basically everything here, every object here. Colors are exaggerated. Like reds are very, very red. Blues are very, very blue.
So it's like that one time that I ate the wrong mushrooms.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Oh, okay.
Like this was a small commotion. There are a lot of different creatures here and everything, but from a distance, you could hear it very acutely, like almost surreal, right? You should not have been able to hear the things going on here as well as you could. So it's not just the visual aspect to this place that's strange to you. It's also the sounds.
Well, anybody else have any ideas on what's going on or what we're supposed to do? Because, I mean, I can hang out and talk to Bodger all day, but I feel like I'm at a loss on what our goals are here.
Bodger, who is in charge here?
If I'm to be honest, I'm not really sure who's in charge. I know. Oh, did I tell you where you are? You are at Olivia's Royal Court. I did tell you that part. This is Bodger talking, by the way, not me. So, like, she's in charge. And he, like, raises his paw and shows you the palm of his paw. Like, here's this bit of information. She's in charge. As for the party, that's the fairies. Mostly Raby. This was Raby's idea. She wants to have a fair go on for as long as possible. And creatures from all over the place are coming. They stay for a while, and then they leave.
So who's Olivia?
She is the Arcfae. She is the queen, essentially.
I build a web on her patch, on like a patch on Morid's like shoulder. Where can we find her, it would say?
She's usually working inside of the court itself. As for her whereabouts, I would guess one of the towers. But you would need a crown seal to get into the court itself.
She'd rearrange it to say, where would we find that?
Any activity in this court, if you win it, you get a crown seal. So you could wait a year, do the Hall of Illusions if you wanted.
Or?
For a crown seal.
Or. Yeah.
Raby's trial? That's down this pathway over here.
Diamond, do you suppose that Raby would know us here?
I would rearrange the web to say no, I don't think so. The tree didn't even know me.
He says there's some races that are going on. I think it's snail racing. You could turn into a snail and then you race, right? There's goblin wrestling. There's gnome poetry. Catch the dragon by the tail if you want, but that's that gets pretty brutal.
What exactly are the trials?
Well, I've not played it. I've done the snail racing. That's pretty fun. The trials, though, those are like Raby's tests. Like she likes to build different rides and events and test them out and see how they work before she puts it into the rotation of the fair.
Morad, Erevan, what do you think we should do? Should we split up to try and win a seal?
Time's weird. We should probably stay together, yeah? We can still win a seal, but...
True. We might end up in different timelines.
Oh, Bodger says, I'm sorry. Here's another good one. It's outstare the Cyclops. I imagine you would do that really well, Erevan.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Are we decided then?
Let's go watch Erevan stare awkwardly.
It's my greatest skill.
Okay.
It all started when I was a young half-elf, staring at random people awkwardly. Okay. I got really good at making people uncomfortable.
Now I'm the world's best starer.
Yeah, Bodger starts almost galloping down one of the pathways. It's like, this way then.
Slow down. Jesus, you're fast.
He slows down. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm just excited. This is one of my favorite games. This is a larger clearing than the previous one. And this one has a big tent in it. It's not like the biggest one, but you've seen bigger, Morad, I guess is what I'm saying.
I've seen bigger.
The bear kind of nuzzles his way into the tent and then sticks his head back out with his, you know, his bear face sticking back out. He's like, come on in. In the center of this tent, you see a large cyclops that's just sitting with its eyes closed. Eye closed, sorry. Yeah, eye.
You ruined my memory.
Sorry. You think that's a good correction. he's just sitting there with his eye closed. sitting, how do you say, like
cross-legged or like,
yeah, with his hands on his knees. Looks like he's almost meditating there.
Oh man, I don't know, Erevan, this guy, he looks pretty intent.
Yeah, he's very large.
Intent. Oh god.
The Cyclops can hear you, and it says out in a large booming voice, what do you do when the eyes of the Cyclops falls upon you? You stare right back if you've got the stamina.
I like this guy. Well, do you, Erevan? Do you got the stamina?
Of course I do. Why wouldn't I?
I don't know why I doubted you. Well, off
whoever
you go, then.
Blinks first loses.
Awesome. Let's do it.
So a circle in front of the Cyclops starts glowing, Bodger says to you. That's where you go stand to start the game.
Cool. Let's do it.
All right. So Erevan goes and stands in the in front of the Cyclops in the center of the tent there. The Cyclops grabs a large cup that's near it, opens its eye, and dumps a bunch of liquid into it and starts screaming and stares right at you, Erevan, right square in your eyes with its eye. The game begins for you. You need to roll a constitution saving throw to keep your eyes open.
21.
Nice. So after a very long, awkward amount of time, he looks like he could do this forever. But the Cyclops, on the other hand, it starts to shake a bit. Grunts and snarls. Tries to say a few things to throw Erevan off his game. But finally, he has to blink, and a large scream fills the tent. I cannot believe this.
Oh, believe it.
What manner creature are you?
I'm a half-elf, thank you very much.
he grabs a box that's near him. Choose your prize. Roll a d8.
5.
You pull out a unicorn horn that's filled with cotton candy, just like that gnome you saw previously. He says, congratulations.
Thanks.
Who else thinks they can stare into the Cyclops' eye? And win.
Oh, shit. And win? I mean...
How many of Diamond's eyes would need to be open?
No. I know you have to be in your true form.
I don't like seeing any rules posted anywhere, so...
I am the rule.
All right. What's up, the rule? I'll try it. Hey, Erevan, did you get to see what else is in that box?
I just grabbed a random thing.
Oh, well, that's not a seal, is it?
It was cotton candy. You want some?
No, it's not really. Unless there's a seal in it. It reminds me of what's in my ear, spider snacks. I'm going to go challenge the Cyclops.
All right. Again, he closes his eye, sits back for a second, takes a deep breath. Sorry, what, Diamond?
I'm going to help Morad in this by making weird things on his chest while they're in the staring contest.
So as you begin doing your stuff, The Cyclops finally opens its eye and looks, gazes down at you, Morin. He says, "What do you do when the eye of the Cyclops falls upon you? You stare right back if you got the stamina."
I'm going to stare right back, and I'm going to cast Prestidigitation and create a puff of wind right in his eye.
He grabs the cup of liquid and pours it onto his head so that it pours into his eye. "Nice trick, but I planned for it."
Yeah? Yeah?
Go ahead and roll your constitution check, and you can roll it at advantage.
All right.
As the Cyclops looks down a little bit, not away from your eyes, just enough to see the spider on you, and it says, "What is that?"
20.
20 total?
Yep.
Okay, what is it that he's looking at, Diamond?
Just a bunch of webs, like maybe a Spider-Man picture or something in one, and like on the other shoulder, like, "Booyah, bitch." I don't know.
He goes, "Oh," he has to close his eye after some time. "I did not think you would have a spider."
"Yeah, I do.
I'm going to have to add that to my rules." "Fine. I accept your victory. Claim your prize." And he holds out that box again.
Can I see inside of it?
No, when you look into there, it's complete darkness.
Wait, all right.
Can I shoot a web in there and like try to drag something out for myself too?
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Diamond?
Can I like shoot a web in there and like try to like pull something out for myself just to try to be like
Yeah, when you try, he starts slapping at the box and he's like, "No, no, no cheating. No thievery."
Damn.
I have dark vision.
Can you do.
Can I see in the box?
This is a magical darkness, though, so you can't actually see through it with just dark vision.
I rolled an 8.
You pull out a sock puppet that's in the shape of a wizard.
Yeah, I put it on, and I want to see what it's like.
As you start talking with it, saying words and stuff, it starts casting a spell.
Oh, like shit.
You can feel it.
I stop making words with it.
And you cast Minor Illusion.
It's a bear dancing?
Yeah, on top of your head, there's a bear dancing.
Spider on my shoulder, bear on my head. Just another day in the Feywild.
And it does look like Bodger. And Bodger's just like, "Oh, that's one of the cool prizes."
Is this considered a seal?
No.
Shit. Who else is going to stare at the Cyclops?
I was going to ask the same thing. And he goes back into his meditative state.
Perhaps I should try the snail race.
Yes. I do not believe you would win.
Oh, shit. Listen to him talk smack.
All right.
The Cyclops laughs.
I'm thinking about the bacon I have shoved in my pocket and what I might do with it.
What do you do when the eye of the Cyclops falls upon you? You stare right back if you've got the stamina. And he opens his eyes really wide and real suddenly and stares directly at you. And he says, "Is that bacon?" roll your check at your constitution saving throw at an advantage.
I just rolled a 1.
Well, you were advantage.
Did you roll twice?
Yeah.
Oh, I rolled twice. Okay.
You have the bacon advantage.
That's a 7. So just make it 8. Still really bad.
Yes, I am the victor. Your bacon tricks did not work on me.
I'll give you a piece if you declare me the winner and let me have a prize.
Ooh, I love it.
I would never accept such a deal. And he's like holding out the prize box to you. I am an upstanding member of the staff here.
I quietly hand him 2 pieces of bacon and slip my hand into the prize box.
Okay, roll your game. I can't believe you would ask for such a deal. You could bribe me.
I got a 5.
All right, you also get some cotton candy and a unicorn horn.
Dang.
But Erevan, if you look over at Erevan, you can see that he's actually enjoying it. So it's not a wash. Some free cotton candy.
I take a bite of the cotton candy. It's not bad.
It's sublime. It's delicious. It's probably the best cotton candy you've ever had.
It's better than bacon, though.
I don't know. Did you try the bacon? I think you did.
Told you guys it should have been the snail races instead.
Well, we're probably going to have to do that because we can't. How do I win a seal from you, oh, Cyclops? Is that one of the prizes you got in your box? Is it a seal?
That is one of the prizes I have.
Huh.
But you only get to do this once every month.
Bodger, you're like one of us now, man. You should try the Cyclops, dude. You could win.
Bodger, Bodger.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all start chanting his name. Yeah.
He goes up to the center of the stage. He's like, what do I do if he gives me fish, though?
Well, you'd eat it.
Okay. And he sits back in the center of the thing. Cyclops says his saying, tells him to have stamina. Bodger starts off pretty good. He's staring. And then slowly you guys see the Cyclops pulling out a fish from behind himself.
So I pull bacon out of my pockets and start waving them around.
All right, roll a performance check. That'd be a charisma check.
15.
The DC will be 14. Okay. So, yeah, again, he says, I can't believe, Bodger, you would try to cheat at this game. Again with the bacon? And he again is holding out the prize box. Olivia, go ahead and roll a D8 again. See what you get.
3.
All right. So this time out of the prize box, you pull out a pouch. This is definitely not the trinket you're looking for, the crown. So inside of it, though, you see pixie dust.
I'm going to whisper over to Diamond. Is that the shit that makes people fly?
It looks like she shrugs.
Well, okay.
All right, Olivia, that pixie dust you pulled out, you can sprinkle that on yourself or anybody within 5 feet of you. It gives them a flying speed of 30 feet and the ability to hover for 1 minute. If the creature is airborne when the effect ends, it falls safely to the ground, taking no damage and landing on its feet.
It is the shit that makes things fly.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I would imagine you would want to sprinkle that on somebody else, though.
Since I already have that ability?
Yeah.
I guess snail races it is, huh?
Bodger says, well, there's also, you know, gnomish poetry, catch a dragon by the tail, goblin wrestling. But so the snail racing, though, yeah, it's this way. Thank you, Cyclops.
Yeah, see ya, Cyclops.
You guys find yourself at a stadium. There are seats are full of people. This looks like a horse racing track, and it's even that big. And you can see little snails racing at incredible speeds across this. You can see like them slipping and sliding around the corners. It looks pretty rough, like they're banging into each other. There's you see a snail being pulled off the field by a frog.
Damn, full contact snail racing.
It's intense. There's like a crowd cheering and jeering. And as you guys actually get into the arena, you realize the arena's getting bigger. The snails are getting larger.
I want to look down to make sure I'm not turning into a snail.
No, you're not turning into a snail. Like, ooh, everything around you is getting bigger too.
Ooh.
And what used to be like a large bench area with crowds and stuff, you realize is ginormous. Now we're thinking like the Roman Colosseum. It just expands as you enter it.
Hmm.
And these snails look vicious. They have teeth, very large teeth. And you guys can now see that there's jockeys riding these snails.
I can't do spells, right?
No, you can't do spells at the moment as a spider.
But like my animal handling is still good, right? So then it doesn't matter.
Yes.
So I could probably definitely do this.
Yeah, you see the sign up area for jockeys, and you see a couple creatures over there, a couple orcs. There's a small goblin behind the desk signing people up.
Can I just be like so excited that this like spider form just wears off and like I've forgotten about all of the shit that like freaked me out and made me turn into this spider? And I'm just like, oh, shit.
Without any care, you jump off Morad's shoulder, race through the air with your spider webs, and then you shoot another spider web up, and it hits a fairy's wing. It's flapping really quickly, and they just, like, toss you across, and you just, like, Spider-Man your way over there. And by the end of it, it's Diamond in her true form still shooting spiders, or spider webs, just flying, dodging people, dodging fairies, dodging. She even goes over the racetrack a bit in a huge swing around a pole. And then you land right over there, right in front of the sign-up area in your normal form, and you knock a hobgoblin out of the way to be next in line.
Guess she's excited.
So, like, it becomes my turn, and I definitely sign up.
Okay.
I think I'll sign up too.
I wait for the Spider-Man over there as well.
Wait, you're going to sign up as well, Maureen?
No, I'm waiting for her to Spider-Man over there too, like Diamond did.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, I can move pretty fast. I'll just...
You can do some monk shit?
Sure.
Yeah, she starts cartwheeling and flying and stuff as Diamond is Spider-Man and over there too, yeah.
I look over at Aaron, waiting for him to do the same thing.
Sure.
You're going to just casually walk over there?
Come on, Nord, yeah. It'll be fun.
I'm gonna awkwardly stare at everyone that I can. Okay. including the snails.
As one of the snails go by, you see Erevan just stop and suddenly jerk his head in his direction, and the snail like flips over and his jockey goes flying.
I imagine because of the awkward stares, people start giving him a wide berth, and that just makes an easy way for me to walk behind him up there without having to do any kind of theatric.
Yeah, you just follow the
wake of awkwardness.
The wake of awkwardness that just spreads through the crowd. They're like, oh crap, somebody's here. They're telling you the rules. No spell casting, no arrows, etc., etc. No jumping onto each other's snails. When you're on your snail, etc., etc. The rules don't really matter so much as simply just saying ride your snail and win. So they take you back to the stabling areas. These snails, like I said, are very large. About like 10 feet into the air. Their faces are about as big as you, Morin.
Mm-hmm.
And they have huge horns that are also each as big as you. An ogre comes over and just like picks you up off your feet and tosses you up onto the back of the snail and hands you the reins. You're ready to go. And that's the go sound. The gate's open.
I pet my snail and I go, you can do it. Go, Mr. Snail, go. Go, Mr. Snail, go. You can do it.
You can have some cotton candy if you win.
All right, for this race, I need a DC 12 animal handling check from everybody.
Son of a bitch.
16.
8 plus 5 is 13.
4.
Okay, it doesn't look like I have anything on animal handling.
So it'd just be your wisdom check then, which is 2?
Yeah. Okay, so that makes 5.
So we got Erevan and Diamond. So you guys start pulling ahead of the pack. Diamond and Erevan, you're immediately ahead by about 10 feet. Than the other snails, but another snail starts pulling up in between you two, and this one's being ridden by a hobgoblin who gives both of you a glare.
Come on, Mr. Snail, you're doing so good. You're doing so good. We can do this.
You guys can hear announcers. They're introducing you guys to the crowd, and they say that this hobgoblin here is the undefeated champion of snail riding. And I need everybody to make another check for the next turn that's coming up.
19 plus 5.
Damn. 20 on the die. And my modifier is 0.
You can do this, Mr. Snail. You can do this. You got this.
Wait, aren't we using a 12 dice? Is that right?
No, 20 sided die.
Oh, I used the wrong one.
All right, re-roll your check then, your previous one.
I just rolled and it'd be 19.
All right, and plus 2, right? That's 19 with the modifier?
Yeah.
Okay. So you would have done good on your previous one. 5. Okay, what'd you get, Mord, for this one?
I got another 4, because my snail sucks. I'm like kicking it. You know, like somebody's never been on a horse before. You know, it's like,
like you're backwards.
Kick the snail and like almost fall off once. And it's like, you suck, snail. Diamond's all encouraging, and I'm just like, you're the worst snail ever. Big old horns, he ain't doing you no good. No aerodynamics at all.
You're like critiquing it on the clockwork build or something.
Yeah. This shell is all wrong.
Maura, you're coming up to the curve there. A lot of people are ahead of you. You are ahead of a couple other snails, but they don't have jockeys on them at all. So you're about even with them.
Well, I'm going to fool myself into believing that, you know, I'm not last. There's snails behind us, you know.
So the champion rider gets very, very unlucky on this. Diamond and Olivia, you guys see this hobgoblin. try to take you guys out, starts trying to like rub your snails, slow you guys down. But Diamond, you're encouraging your snail so much that it wants to win. It's loving this. This is the most fanfare it's ever had. It's got a great rider. Olivia, your snail is very happy too. And so you guys crush that snail.
Yikes.
Like squeeze it out the back. And it shoots back towards Morid. Morid, you need to make a dexterity saving throw or you're going to get knocked off your snail by a flying snail.
Oh, son of a bitch. 10.
Uh-oh. roll me one more dexterity saving throw. Let's see how this ends.
17.
Okay, good. All right, so you get hit by the snail, but it's like a grazing blow. You're just slimed at this point.
Aww.
You're flying through the air, spinning, but luckily, another snail that sees your plight slithers over to the side a little bit, and you land on another snail. Now your own snail is beating you.
Shut up. Yeah, come on. Come on.
Yes, Mr. Snail, we got this in the bag. Let's go.
Let's do another round of checks. Erevan, you lock eyes with that snail as it's flying through the air. And the hobgoblin's like, no. So, and then it's gone, and so is Morid for a moment.
Play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Take a bite of your candy. All right, what's our next rolls then? How's it looking?
16. 12, Morid. 18.
Erevan, what'd you get?
16.
Erevan and Diamond. Yeah, you catch up to Erevan, Erevan, you catch up to Diamond and Olivia as they're still like the first three or first two people there. Morid, you're not doing good in this next turn. No. Oh, you know what's really sad is I think that guy passed away.
Oh, he did? Oh, can't make fun of him now.
Damn.
No. Yes, you can, you said?
No, can't make fun of him now. There you go. There you go. No.
Yeah, that guy was amazing though.
Yeah.
There's like I saw him in the meme heaven. That's how I knew he passed away. Erevan, you see a goblin starting to catch up to you. This one looks like he means business. Like this is his first chance, maybe. So I need you guys all to roll one more animal handling check here.
And that was the 12.
I got another 19 plus 5.
No, D20.
18.
Oh God. I rolled a 1.
13.
All right. Erevan and Diamond, you guys are still neck and neck, I'm thinking here, because you guys are rolling way above the check here. Now, when I say it's a DC 12 check, the difficulty class is 12, not the dice is 12. Sorry for not specifying that. Basically, you just need to roll your D20 and get a 12 to keep your snail going. Morid rolled a 1. Do you even have anything to add to it?
Yeah, 2. So it's a total of 3.
Okay.
It's my worst roll yet.
You need to roll a D8.
Son of a bitch. Is this for a prize?
No. No, this is not for a prize. This is you failed too many times in a row. You're about to get a surprise.
Not the one you want.
Is it a seal?
The bad kind of surprise.
What'd you get?
4.
All right, your snail hits something that's on the track. A spectator throws something onto the racetrack and yells out, "You suck, Morid!" Your own snail's beating you. So, you're dead last. And it looks like, Olivia, you get to come in second. Crossing the finish line first would be Diamond and Erevan. The goblin takes third. A bunch of snails come in after that. And then Morid slowly limping over the finish line at the very end. You guys get brought off from... or taken off from your snails by that ogre that comes out and holds you guys up in the air, rotates around, and you guys see all the fairies, and they're all cheering you guys on, and they're shouting your names. They start announcing that you guys get to have the grand prize for being rookie victors. And immediately, you see a bunch of painters come down. They're starting to draw cards of you guys.
Ooh, what's the grand prize?
They come out with potions, and they hand each of you one potion. These are potions of advantage.
Ooh, good to have, good to have. I shove it in my pocket.
And then the prize bearer, a large dwarf, pulls out two wands. They're identical in make and hands them to the both of you. This is a wand of dancing lights.
Well, I take the wand and swish it around to see the lights dance.
Just like the spell dancing lights. So you start making a bunch of lights and you start dancing about.
I dance with the lights just for shits and giggles.
And the prize bag that you guys are familiar with from the Cyclops, someone comes out with one of those. It's a little bit smaller. And they hand it forward for all three of you to pick out a prize from. So you can all roll a D8.
6.
4.
Who was that? Who got the 6?
I got the Diamond? 6. Yep.
All right. I got a 6 too.
Okay. So the artists that are drawing those cards, you guys can, Mord, you can probably see because you're not allowed over with them. They kind of escort you away from them. They want to get you away from the snails. So, yeah, as you're walking by, you see that the cards they're drawing says MVPs, and you can kind of see, like, stick figure versions of Diamond and Olivia being drawn on them and colored in. But they're not so much stick figures, but caricatures. Artists come up to you, Erevan and Diamond, right, with the 6, and they start drawing face paint onto both of you.
Well, what are you doing? Why are you touching my face? What are you... Oh.
Just different things like tulips and... roses and different flowers and stuff are being put onto your face. I'm sure, Erevan, you're absolutely thrilled about this.
I'm going to stare at all of them.
This is a magical face paint that gives you the benefit of disguise self that will last for 1 hour. And this face paint does not go away until you use it. 6. And then somebody got a 4.
Yeah.
A very large bottle of wine. And on the label, it says witch root. It has, some kind of a contraption in it. But you can't make out exactly what it does.
Hey, what's in this?
The dwarf prize bearer says to you, until this bottle of wine is used up, every time you uncork this bottle, it will play music. It will shine lights. This nice. Is a bottled party.
Can we go again?
Hey, what, are you kidding me? That was like the worst experience of my life.
That was the best experience of my life.
Like shaking so slime
How
off myself.
Could you not
like,
have fun. It's because you weren't nice like to your snail.
That snail, the worst 2 snails I've ever met. I'm like casting prestidigitation to get the freaking slime off me. Ugh.
You gotta be nicer to the snails, dude.
I hate snails. I think the feeling is mutual.
Yeah, you hear like a sound from the snails, like a.
Yeah, fuck you too.
I go pet the snail to try to calm him down. It's okay, Mr. Snail. It's okay.
My snail's eating some cotton candy.
Come to the Feywild, they said. Ride some snails, they said. It'd be fun, they said.
It was fun.
Bodger comes up and says, that was amazing. Morin, I made so much money. Thank you for losing so badly.
You're welcome. It's all part of the plan.
Who did you bet on?
Well, I bet that Mord would come in last.
Oh.
See, all part of the plan. I was just trying to help out my buddy Bodger here.
So you guys are amazing snail riders. Maybe you guys would be good at catch the dragon by the tail.
Oh, that yeah, I might be good at that.
Terrible.
That sounds fun.
All right, the bear starts to walk.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I'm also going.
All right, so he takes you to another tent. He says, inside of here is the dragon. And he walks in. Can hear some giggling from inside. And as you walk in, you see a fairy dragon just fluttering around in the center of the room, or the tent. And he says, okay, put this on. And he's holding up a blindfold. And he says, after you put this on, you have 3 chances to grab the dragon by the tail. You can hear it because it's giggling. And it doesn't stop giggling. And it definitely is not stopping giggling. It's almost annoying.
There's no spectators in here, is there?
Nobody. There's no spectators. It's just the dragon, you guys, and Bodger.
And it's just giggling.
Yeah, it's just giggling, flying around in circles and stuff.
Tee hee hee. Ha. Tee hee hee. Or is it more like oof. Is it more like hey, listen. Over and over and over again.
Yes, it's Zelda. Oh my god.
All right.
So Bodger says who first?
Erevan, because I can feel him staring awkwardly at me.
With his tulip face and his tulips and his
Yeah, put the damn blindfold on, dude. I can't take it.
I don't know.
All right, do you take the blindfold, Erevan?
Sure.
So you have a potion of advantage.
It takes away my strongest ability, but I'll do it.
Take one for the team.
All right, so he just puts the blindfold. I'm guessing he stares at Olivia for a while. Or...
yeah, yeah, through the blindfold, I'm not going to say anything.
All right, so he just puts on the blindfold. You feel Bodger put you into the center of the room. Before he leaves you there, he says, all right, you got three chances to grab him or grab her. And if you do get her, she smells tasty. And then he moves to the back of the tent with everybody else. Yeah, you get to roll a perception check to try and grab this dragon, locating it by its giggles.
And I have some sort of potion of advantage or whatever?
All right, so yeah, you get to roll perception at advantage.
It's a good thing I drank that potion. I rolled an 8 the first time and a 20 the second.
Dang.
You see Erevan's arm just quickly reach out, snap out, and just grabs the dragon by the face. And for the first time since you guys came in here, the dragon stops giggling.
That's not my tail.
Badger grabs the dragon by the tail and runs out of the tent.
What?
Not Badger, Bodger.
Bodger does?
Yeah. He's like, thanks.
What? I think Bodger's going to eat the fairy.
Hey, come back. It hasn't even given us the prize box yet.
Yeah, you guys see that there is a bag sitting there that would be the prize bag. And you guys hear Bodger say, go ahead. Erevan, go ahead and take a prize.
We'll take the whole bag and then chase him.
I agree. Grab it and run.
I'll just grab a prize. Is that a D8 or something?
You're just going to grab the one prize? Okay, yeah. Roll the D8.
4.
Does he still have his blindfold on when he's trying this? Because I'm just going to hand him something.
I would say I probably do still have the blindfold because Erevan is a mad lad today.
All right. Erevan, you are reaching into this?
Yep, I rolled a 4 on the D8.
Another bottle of witch root wine.
But there's nobody else in here with us. Is there anything to stop us from...
You guys can hear the pounding of the paws of the bear quieting a little bit as he's running away. But yeah, there's nobody else in here with you.
Let's just take the whole prize bag. Why not?
Yeah, dump that thing out. Is there even a seal in there? I think they're trying to mess with us.
I'm going to dump it on the ground.
Nothing's coming out. You guys can still feel that there's weight inside of there, but it won't come out.
Okay, maybe you have to reach in there and pull it out. I reach in there and try to grab something.
Roll a dexterity saving throw.
16.
All right. So as you reach into the bag, the lips of the bag grow teeth and they try to bite you, but you just manage to get your arm out in time.
Well, I guess we can't.
And then the bag growls.
I'm sorry. I dropped the bag.
the bag's on the ground going, arr, 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 then it stops and the teeth go away.
Maybe we should go catch that bear.
Let's go bear hunting.
In fact, it's walking towards you guys at this point. And it's licking its lips and it sits back and it says, what'd you get?
Where's the dragon?
Oh, the game's closed temporarily.
God damn it. Spit it out.
We're too good.
At least the tail.
Need to hold its tail.
Yeah, you gotta catch the dragon by its tail.
Oh.
Yeah, otherwise.
It doesn't say it has to be alive.
We just want to win. That's all.
He goes back to the tent, coughs up for a minute, and the tail comes out, and you guys can grab it. And each time he's like, oh, victors, nice. So you can all roll your prizes.
I got a 6.
Which dice is this again?
D8.
2.
So remember that face painting kit, Morin, that the artist had? You get that face painting kit so that you can apply that onto somebody and have the same effect from it, which would be alter self. What'd you get, Olivia?
4.
You got more wine. You got 2 bottles of witch root wine.
I might just start drinking it.
All right, yeah, as soon as you uncork it, you guys hear carnival music playing at first, and then it turns into, swingish. It's, cycles through different kinds of music that you guys haven't, your characters would not have had heard before. What did you get? Diamond.
2.
Diamond, you pull out a wooden wand with 8 charges. As an action, you can expend one of the wand's charges to cast prestidigitation. The wand cannot be recharged. So now you can cast prestidigitation 8 times until this wand is used up. Did you already roll before, though? Yeah, you already got a prize, right, Erevan?
Not sure.
Yeah, he did. He got more wine, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you probably don't want to reach into the bag again.
Yeah, it's a little feisty, isn't it? I'll just have to stare at it, I guess.
All right, where to next?
Roger, I'm just wondering, is there really something that'll get us into the court?
Who rolled a 1?
No one.
Well, that was Erevan, but you said he'd already gotten one.
Okay. All right. So you ask Bodger if there's actually a way into the court and from these games, right? Bodger says, oh, yes, yes, you just have to get the crown seal, and you get it from playing these games. That's how you get an audience in the court. The guards will let you in.
We can only play these games like one time?
Each one of them just once per, well, let's say month.
All right, guess I got to go goblin wrestling.
But that's what you guys want, though, is the crown seal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. You don't like the cotton candy?
We just like, need the crown
is it the seal?
To do something.
No, I mean, it's supposed to be fun. I mean, well, okay, so there is one way to guarantee getting a crown seal from the games, if that's your goal.
Okay, yes, that's...
Oh, okay, well, you have to participate in Rabies Trials.
That's not what we've been doing?
Oh, no, these are games that have been approved by Raby to be played.
Okay, well, let's...
There are games that, you know, she has some ideas. Sorry, Diamond, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying we should go there then, to Raby's Trials, because, I mean, what if that's the easiest way to do it, we might as well just do that.
Well, this way, he says, I thought you guys would have won one by now, but instead you guys have, like, all kinds of wine. Erevan, you're covered in tulips. Mora, you got snail juice all over you still. I mean, I know you tried to magic it all away, but, I mean, it keeps coming back.
Mother.
Raby says that's normal, though, to go to a, you know, a fair and win everything except for, you know, what you want.
Why is that normal?
Well, I don't know. I'm just a bear.
Fair enough.
Bodja brings you to a tent, and I'm going to link it in Dyson Info.
Oh, wow, this is pretty.
He says, okay, I have no idea what the rules of this game is. I've never seen this before. I don't like playing these.
Why?
I'm not going to... He starts to walk away.
No. Whoa, whoa.
Where are you going?
What? They don't always go to plan, right? Like, I've heard of fairies coming back with... They're a little bit hurt. I don't think that there's been a death in a very long time.
Mm.
But the most recent one that went through the trial was a Cyclops one. She had to spend a long time to teach a Cyclops not to eat people who win.
I gotta try anyway.
Good luck, he says as he runs off. So on the ground as you're approaching, Diamond, you see symbols, those circles, and what looks like a star that's underneath the tent, under some tents nearby, or like pieces of wood.
Snacks.
And a construction material. You see a table with what looks like a plan on it and a musical instrument, a couple of them maybe.
Can I go look at the plans?
So the plan is, I think I circled it in the worst color I possibly could, but hopefully you can see it. All right. So yeah, those symbols on the ground, they begin glowing very brightly. The red circle that you're on right now, parts of the diamond start glowing, and the circle outlining the whole area becomes very bright. And there's light that seems to be reaching up and towards the sky from it. And you guys can all hear very loud laughter coming from inside of the tent. And then a little hole opens up in the top of the tent, and a head pops out, and it gets bigger and bigger. You know immediately who it is, Diamond.
Raby!
And then sparks start flying from inside the tent, above her head, flower petals. Welcome to the test. I'm so glad you're here.
Erevan's gonna stare at her.
Okay, participants. Time for you to step into the circle.
I mumble under my breath. Of course you don't remember me.
I remember you, Diamond. Anyway, step into the circle.
Wait a minute.
What? Like this head's still getting bigger and bigger. It's about half the size of the tent now. And she says, what? She's not trying to sound cruel or anything, but like her voice is becoming boomy.
Okay, well, that's I guess a pleasant surprise. At least someone remembers me.
Do you remember the rest of us?
Yeah, Erevan, Morin, are you gonna join into the games?
Give me a goddamn seal and let's get out of here.
or Raby, perhaps you can just get us out of here. Do you know how we got here in the first place?
I mean, sort of, but that was a long, long time ago.
What?
I mean, look, we have all the time, but let's just play this game real quick, and you will get your seal.
Damn it.
Yay! All right. Okay, so, the rules of the game are, the big circle, don't step outside of it. That's it. Oh, also don't step inside of fire. The games begin. You guys see the circle around you become very bright, and now it looks more like a magical force wall that also covers the circles that you guys are standing in. So you guys are trapped into this area now. She says, right, first, circles are bad.
Okay.
Can everybody see the timer in the bottom of the map?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Move out of the circle. Erevan, Diamond.
Oh, Erevan.
I assume
circles. I don't even know if...
Oh, Okay. Roll a dexterity saving throw, Erevan.
21.
Okay, that's good. All right, you take 15 fire damage as all those little circles light up very bright and fire shoots up from them into the sky. And you get blown back and away from it. With your saving throw, you manage to not pass the big circle and get thrown out of the ring.
Sure. I was focused on Discord for a while, so by the time I got to the browser, like, most of the time was already gone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess, this was just, like, the start thing anyway.
Yeah, I didn't realize the map was going to be this important.
She says, okay, stars. The stars glow brightly.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Oops.
I'm going to stay on the star just to see what it does. Fuck it.
That's exactly when the stars blow up is when that sound happened. whose phone was that? That was amazing.
That was mine.
That was right when the timer ran out. All right, like with the circles, the stars become fire. Anyone standing in them takes 15 damage.
What is a star?
The triangles that are hanging out from under the tent. You see where Diamond's standing currently?
Yeah.
I cast healing words. Yeah, that's part of the star.
So you take 15 damage. Looks like Erevan might. Olivia, you're just outside of it. So
yeah, I'm fine. Dead.
You're dead?
Yep. 30 hit points is my max.
All right. Erevan's failed the trials. He gets pushed over here. You're still conscious. Ruby says, oh, better luck next time, Erevan. At least you aren't dead, though. I mean, I got that part right. Okay. Now it's time for the dragon to show up. Wait, no, that's too soon, actually. Okay. In between the stars... outside of the circles. Go. I haven't written this part yet. Guys, I'm so sorry. This trial's still... I'm still working on it. Okay. Looks like you guys all made it. All right. Now, here's where the fun begins. Stand in a circle, and you... The fire in the circles, okay? And her head starts to spin.
Wait, what? Stand in the fire in the circles?
Yeah, don't stand in the circles. Sorry. The circles are bad. Her head is spinning clockwise, by the way, like just turning clockwise. She pops out from the tent. She is very large, and she hits the tent from her clockwise spinning, and she seems to pull on it so that the whole area starts to move. Oh, no! Olivia, the ground below you starts spinning, and it's spinning so fast that you can't do anything to stop yourself from falling outside of the circle. And a loud bell dings as you're marked as outside. Morad and Diamond, you both take 15 hit points of damage.
I'm done. I only have 24. Yeah, 26.
All right, you're moved out with Erevan. Morad, are you still in the game?
Yeah.
All right, she says, stars will be fire. She's spinning the same way she was before, so clockwise. And again, she swoops down, hits the ground, and she shouts this time. She's like, I am Rabiarch.
Damn it.
And you're out of the game.
You aren't narrating this trial for me. How am I going to win? That's the only reason I passed it in the game.
All right. Yeah, you got the reference. That's pretty funny.
I saw it as soon as, like, you spun it the first time. I was like, oh, okay. I get it. But I'm no good at that. I just follow the danger Dorito.
right. It's such a shame. Like, so few people win this. I don't know if this is a fun game. What did you guys think?
No.
Should I drop this from my rotation or should I work on something else?
Can I have a healing potion, please?
Oh, yes, of course. And she comes over. She starts shrinking down to, like, her normal size. And she kind of taps you and you heal up. And she taps all of you and gives you all your health back. So is this a fun carnival game? I was going to have dragons and monsters come in.
This is a good way to die.
Oh, so you're worried about the safety.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, I know you guys are trying to get into the court and stuff. And you guys have made it the furthest anybody has. So I'll tell you what, Morad. I'm going to give you a crown seal. This is for your participation. Congratulations. You're a winner.
I have the crown.
It's a piece of paper that she hands you that has a crown seal on it.
I take it off my head. We have the seal.
Oh, that's not a crown, dear.
No. I went to this restaurant, you know, not in the Feywild, and they gave out paper crowns.
She says, oh, I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, like, you know, it's called a piece of meat between two bread king.
Well, thank you. I'm gonna steal that immediately. And then she puffs out of existence.
I created Burger King and Soda Pop. I'm creating junk food in your world right now.
Is there anything else anybody wants to do real quick or questions, comments?
I wish I would have played the dark inside more. I could have won.
Well, you did win. All right. Well, thank you for playing, everybody.
Thanks for having us. Good night.
See you next time.